new Connect FM.
Talking with attorney, former prosecutor, former assistant district attorney from Brooklyn, New York, and a woman who I watched because I'm a huge fan of The Apprentice. She was featured on The Apprentice. It's Masa Saidi-Azkwi. How are you, Masa?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for having me on to speak with you today about this tremendous, horrible miscarriage of justice.
Ah, well, that's one thing I remember from you, Masa. You don't hold back. Why don't we first start with this, the sentencing today with Casey Anthony. So she has been sentenced to 4 years, but what they have to determine is how long will she stay in jail with time spent, correct?
Exactly. So the judge basically did not buy the defense's argument that all the lies happened in one conversation. It should be treated as a one count, so max 1 year. She would have walked today. He basically said this was four separate and distinct lies, and he took into consideration how she sent investigators on a wild goose chase and wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money. So he gave her the max. This was the best case scenario for the prosecution,
which we now know only amounts to a few more days because she's going to be out on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I think, as much as I am so angry about this, I was actually up very late last night arguing with someone about this case. As much as I was upset and cried even when they gave the verdict, obviously we want her to be safe, and I think that it would have been very bad if she was released today. I mean, there's a mob mentality. People want to kill her, so
right.
It's the best thing for her that she was not released today. But what I did find pretty disgusting was how she came in this morning, like, dressed kind of differently. Her hair was down, so excited, so happy. I mean, she couldn't give, two a heck about her dead daughter. And I couldn't believe that she was so upset when the judge gave her the max. I mean, I'm, like, really upset. You were facing the death penalty. You're going to see the light of day again. Now you're upset. You have to spend a few more months in prison. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, she is definitely a despicable person. There is no question about that. Something else that you had mentioned was the cost. You know, hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars were spent, because of her web of lies. What is she going to have to pay? Because I thought that I only heard there was like $1,000 fine, but that can't be right.
Yeah, so that's just a general fine, like $1,000 for court fees and things like that. But basically, so I think the first thing we should talk about is she going to make any money off of this? And absolutely, yes, she's going to make money. There's already reports of up to $5 million for a book deal. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't think it's going to be like the OJ case where people are just in general disgusted and don't want to hear from him. I think that people are going to be interested. She does have some supporters, which, again, I think is sick, but she does have some supporters. And I think because she's young and beautiful and this was such a sensational case, so she will make money off of this. So now comes, does she get to keep that money? And this is the one time where I thank God that we can sue people so easily in America. So basically, the first lawsuit is coming from Zenaida Gonzalez for defamation. You remember the fake nanny, DeZanny?
Right.
Casey ruined this woman's life, so she's suing her. In 2 weeks, Casey has a deposition coming up on that. The next thing is the state of Florida. There's a law on the books which allows the state to fine Casey to recoup damages. So everything from the prosecution running lab tests to hiring experts to all the cost of money for the search that, she was dead already, but how much money was wasted in that. In addition to the state suing her, there's going to be the search and rescue, which spent, I think, over $100,000 trying to find Kaylee. They're going to sue her, too. And I think what we should do now as a country is, one, demand the taxpayer money not be used. Because here, this woman's going to get rich, right?
Right.
It was murder, and she's going to be rich or famous. So now we should demand that she pay taxpayers back for her lies. Okay, that's one. And two, I think that we should, and I know no one's going to listen, but I think that we should do our best to not make her a celebrity.
Well, and I'm with you on that. My husband and I were talking about that just the other night. It's like if she is on a talk show and she's making money, we're on a news show, we're going to boycott Casey Anthony. I don't want to hear from her. The only thing I want to hear from her is the truth, and she doesn't seem to be able to spit that out.
No, it's not. You're never going to hear the truth from her ever. So, I mean, And some people were saying, well, she can't be tried again criminally. Well, she could really open herself up to even more civil lawsuits if she ever would come out and be like, I did it. And she would never say that. Why would she say that? She wants to be the victim.
Right. Well, and even if she does say she did it, she can't be tried again, correct?
She can never be tried again. That is the beauty of our Constitution, double jeopardy clause. You cannot be tried twice for the same crime. So game's over. Game's over. She got away with murder.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Masa Saidi-Asqui, and Masa's a former prosecutor, former district attorney from Brooklyn, New York. She was on The Apprentice. As a former prosecutor, you know, a lot of people have been ripping on the prosecution that they went too far, that they you know, tried to get the max and that the jury couldn't convict and they just didn't have the evidence to back it up. What are your thoughts on what the prosecution did?
I think a lot of people are saying that they should have charged negligent homicide, saying that she wasn't watching her child properly and that led to her death. I think that's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. This was a first-degree murder case. The prosecution believed in their evidence. They believed she was guilty, which is why they went after the death penalty. And I think, you know, they presented an incredible case to the jury. As, you know, every legal analyst was saying, what a great case they presented. They basically said, hey, jury, here we have a two-year-old. Her nose and her mouth is duct taped before she starts decomposing. She's put in a bag. She's thrown in a swamp. It's a couple houses away from where her mother lives. Her mother never reported her missing. Her mother's car was abandoned, and it smelled like it had a dead body in it, and we found chloroform there. And we also know that the mother was Googling chloroform, and so we also know that the mother was celebrating after this girl was gone. And we also have heard the mother in jailhouse conversations say that laugh at this idea of an accidental drowning. Basically, it's incredible what the jury did. And yes, I love our justice system, and yes, it's the best, but I will say shame on those jurors, and they should have problems sleeping at night because they let a baby killer go because they did not have it in them to bring justice for Kaylee. And the reason, right after the verdict, the jurors felt nauseous, they felt sick, they were crying, even the men. The reason is that the prosecution did prove its case, but the jurors didn't follow through with their job.
But what they were saying was that while all of the circumstantial evidence was there, they could not say without any doubt that she, in fact, was the one who killed Kaylee.
Beyond a reasonable doubt does not mean the absence of any and all doubt, okay? That's the first thing. Second thing, circumstantial is good enough evidence to convict. In fact, I will tell you that circumstantial evidence is sometimes better than direct evidence. Direct evidence is somebody saying, I saw Kaylee do it, I saw Kaylee chloroform her, I saw her in the back of the truck. Well, we know that the majority of people that are wrongfully convicted is based on eyewitness testimony. Just because someone thinks they saw something, someone says it's that person, we know that that is the most unreliable evidence. So circumstantial evidence was good enough, okay? One, beyond a reasonable doubt doesn't mean no doubt. So if the jury, after weeks and weeks of listening to this testimony, if they would have just taken a break and come out and say, hey, judge, we don't understand. What's beyond a reasonable doubt? Talk to us about manslaughter. What is circumstantial evidence? Is that good enough? If they would have asked a question, but they didn't. They didn't want to have it on their shoulder, someone's life. They took the easy way. Oh, the family's a bunch of liars. Who knows? Oh, well, let's go home.
And one more question for you, Masa. Going back to the costs that will be incurred upon Casey Anthony with these lawsuits that are coming up, there is no way that her family, that her parents who've lost everything and whose home is in foreclosure, there's no way that they're going to be on the hook for any of this money, are they?
I'm not sure, but I will tell you that her parents are now negotiating. See, it's very interesting. So we hear that the jury didn't want to speak to the media. We hear that the parents didn't want to speak to the media. And now we're finding out this kind of little disgusting fact that you have jurors wanting $50,000 for an interview and reports of, and I'm a big supporter of the Anthony family because I think that, you know, Casey did this and I think that they're crazy and, you know, have bad morals and a bunch of other things, but they're victims and they've been vilified and they've gone to hell and back. But I still think it's pretty disgusting to try to sell an interview, and I think that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. So,
well, yeah, mom and dad, at least, I mean, they've put all this money into helping defend Casey. So, you know, if they get some money out of it, I wouldn't be too heartbroken over that. But
not as bad as Casey.
Right. Well, what a pleasure to be able to talk with you. And thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your opinions with us today, Masa.
Anytime.
Where can we find you online?
MasaMasa.com.
Perfect. All right. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.